What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and this is Artist Spotlight. Let's go. And today, we have a legend. I just did his show Monday. Let me tell you what he said to me, Rick. I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, man, am I getting enough money to do your show? Let me tell you my response was, until I have an all-white living room with a white grand piano, leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, facts.
Because Johnny has that. Let's give it up for Johnny Cabell. Let's go. Yo, so Johnny is my guy. First of all, before we go into that, shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Two Loss Distribution, who is the title sponsor for Artist Spotlight. Let's go. Now we have Johnny Cabell in the house. And Johnny is somebody who, when I got in the game, Johnny Cabell was ready to, that nigga. He was the plug to book anybody. If you got in Johnny's stratosphere, you were gonna make some money. Yeah. So I figured, why wouldn't I talk to Johnny? Why wouldn't we bring him on the show and talk about the world of booking, tours, everything else, how to get it? Because Johnny don't just answer everybody phone calls.
Facts.
And when he does, he asks you what's in it for him. He really asks that. When he answers the phone, Troy, when he answers the phone.
Don't be that blunt,
man. No, listen, Troy, let me tell you something. I called Johnny about a month and a half ago to get some. It was a favor. And Johnny was like, hey, man. And they called me a mighty lot, Ray, for some niggas that ain't giving me nothing. I was like, this nigga Johnny is getting too much. This nigga said, they calling me too much for somebody that ain't paying me. But I want to give it up for Johnny Cabell. Johnny Cabell is a manager. He's a booking agent. He's an entrepreneur. He's a legendary music exec. My business manager called me and told me I need to get with him because he's making that much more money than me. I need to get down with him. We talked about it on your show. I told you that.
Yeah.
And now he's here. So Johnny, what does it take for someone, for you to pique interest in booking people? How do you pick your clients that you book?
I look at the movement that they got going on in the streets. I look at the demand. Like, when somebody called my phone about an independent artist or an artist that's moving or, you know what I'm saying, that's out there, that's when I know, okay, this is somebody who I either need to look at, I need to find out about, or this what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't get that phone call, they pretty much might not be at that level yet. They may be getting some work, but they ain't getting that work in if I ain't got that phone call. Because I guarantee you, if it's somebody that's really moving out there, I'm going to get that phone call.
Okay.
I'm going to get it.
So they need to have motion.
You
ain't starting from scratch. You ain't saying you can sing, I'm gonna put you on some shows.
Now, the crazy part about it, you can start from scratch, but you gotta have that budget.
You gotta have that budget
because I put together promotional tours. Like, I help artists get to that level to where they can start making money, where they can start, you know what I'm saying, having that traction and moving. I didn't put stuff together for people where they ain't got deals. I didn't see people get deals. Like $1 million deals off of a promo run I ain't put together for them.
Mm.
Yes.
So just so I understand, so either you have to be hot where I can make you money, or you have to be starting off, but you have to have a budget because I'm gonna have to spend money to get you out there.
Yes. And I gotta make some money.
Of course.
I got 10 kids.
Of course.
Boy, I gotta feed them kids. Boy, they want that. Boy, I gotta get it. But yeah, you either gotta have a budget or it gotta be most, because see, now a lot of people come to me and I have labels, I have, You know what I'm saying? A lot of different people that will come to me, even when they're making money, but they're going to come to me because I'm going to take it and expand it and really get them to bag.
Exactly.
I have mastered this so well that you can have your artist.
Mm-hmm.
You the manager.
Mm-hmm.
They see your number on this page and everything, but I'm going to still outbook you, and that's your artist.
Mm.
I be booking artists more than they own team do.
How though, Johnny? Like, what do you understand? Like, what makes you different?
What makes me different is that I think outside the box.
Okay.
And I outwork. See, you gonna turn your phone off at a certain time.
No, I don't.
Me? My phone's saying 24/7. My phone's saying on 24/7.
That's right.
I may answer my phone doing this podcast.
On the weekend, on the weekend, I don't.
No, I don't answer my phone.
Yeah, I don't answer my phone on the weekend.
I answer my phone on the weekend. I answer my phone if I'm in the bedroom, if I see, if I'm people, if it's a certain name. Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
Exactly. All
right, I'll meet you right back. Well, exactly. How much you get? Yep. All right, cool. I'll meet you right back. You know what I'm saying? But
That's dope, by the way.
I'm really in tune with what I do.
Mm.
And I think that what separated me from just the average person or the regular person, because people know they could call my phone and I'm gonna pick up.
Mm.
They know that I'm gonna get the job done. They know that the artist is gonna be there, and they know the business is gonna be right.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But one thing they definitely know, Johnny gonna be about his business, and he's about their bag.
Period.
Point blank. You know what I'm saying? Some people look at me as an asshole sometimes. Some people may say, Johnny, I'm just fighting to get the best for my artist.
Yeah.
I don't have a gun to your head.
Yeah.
You can tell me yes, you can tell me no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you agree, then that means you agree.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be no issues or no problem. You can't be mad at me because I'm fighting to get what I feel is best for my artist or that individual.
Yeah.
So that's what I
was going to ask you, what is something you said you're creative, you think creatively. Give me an example of when you outthought someone in your past.
The number one thing.
Give it to me.
Everybody, like when I was coming in the game, when I came in the game, people was making money off The artist paid the manager, the artist paid the booking agency. I said, I gotta do something different. I gotta do something different. I need people to fuck with me.
Mm.
I want their business.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm gonna give the artist 100% of their money. I'm gonna make the promoter pay me.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna put my percentage on top. So if you want $5,000, I'm gonna get you $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
My money gonna be on top.
Yep.
I'm literally the first person to do that.
Mm.
I started making the promoters pay me my 10%
on top.
On top of the money of the artist.
What's the incentive of paying you the extra 10% than paying the artist direct? I'm just curious.
The as far as from which end?
From the promoter side. Like, why would I pay you 10% over when I could just pay them the money direct?
You can't get to him.
Mm.
You can't get to him.
They're paying for the relationship.
They're paying for the relationship. And they're paying, you know why promoters pay a booking agent? I guarantee that, one, that artist is going to show.
Mm-hmm.
That artist is going to do a drop for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that the business is going to be right.
Mm-hmm. You said, I need a budget if I have no motion. How much do I need? And because the whole point of this show is for like up and coming artists, mm-hmm. up and coming producers, up and coming song, just people that want to be in the business. So they're gonna be people that hear you say you need a budget, and they're gonna be like, well shit, I got a budget. What is feasible and how long does it last? Like, I'm just curious. Like,
well, each artist or group or individual, like, is different.
Mm-hmm.
I customize my packages based on where that artist is at or that group or individual. I just customize it to, you know, what I see is going on.
I don't know what a package is. So what is when you say a package, what's in a package?
So it's several things.
Okay.
One, we putting together 10 to 15 dates, or we may be putting together 5 to 10 dates, mm-hmm. just depending on the budget. You know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two.
All I got to ask you. Okay, so when you say that, depending on the budget, what is the budget covering? Because is this promo?
Yeah, but the budget.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry, because I'm like, this is a promo tour. If you want to promote your record and you go to Johnny,
if you
want to
get that exposure, you want to see.
Now I know what the budget is for.
For artists with no motion, you're trying to get motion.
Exactly. Now the way that I do business and my promotion is a little different from the way a lot of these other people do their promo and do these shows with the artist. I don't do open mics. I don't do showcases. I don't do none of these get-togethers, back home, backyard, none of that. When I say we're going to do a show, we're going to do a show. I'm booking the artist in on a day that's already have a built-in crowd. So when you come to perform, you're gaining that fan
base. Because you know all the promoters on the ground across the country, you can send up and say, I need your hot. Oh, that's fire.
Yes. But not only that, I'm going to make sure they music, and this is where the budgets are coming in place. So depending on where you come in at, we can have it set up to where the DJ now only pick like 5 to 10 markets, because I still got to make money myself.
For sure.
So I pick like 5 to 10 markets, and I would be like, okay, I'm going to pay this DJ X amount of dollars. I'm going to pay this DJ X amount of dollars. And what they're going to do, put the song in rotation that they're pushing.
Yeah.
So by the time they get there, the people is aware, and they're like, oh, that's who sang this song.
Yeah.
So it's now upon the artist to be like, to come, whoever moving that artist around, you need to be able to work that market, meet and greets, go to the mall, pass out your CDs, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, that's going to get you the maximum exposure in that market. We can set up radio, I set up meet and greets, all of that. But you got to have a show.
Yeah.
You got to be able to have a show so that when you are performing, the people is taking, you know what I'm saying, onto you and be like, I mess with him. So you never know who in the crowd. It may be another club promoter out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody want to book a show. They were like, boy, you killed it. How much it is to book you?
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, they don't know that you just did this show for free.
Yeah.
They don't know. That's another thing that I do.
Is they also seen that the crowd was probably knew the words. So exactly. Now they're like, yeah. So they
another thing that I do, I make sure the artist got a flyer, make sure the artist got a section in the club and a comp bottle. Because if you're going to do promo, at least feel good about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they book the artist for show, they just book them. Be like, I did be here at 8 o'clock. You're going to go on at such and such time, but they ain't getting no promotion. And none of that. I even tell artists, you have to even be careful when you are opening up for a major artist. You know why? Because the attention is not on you. It's they coming to see Rick Ross or 2 Chainz or G's or whatever. If you're not part of that promotion, they don't care about you. But if you're a part of that promotion, it could be helpful. But if you're not, then it's a waste of time.
Exactly.
Because the people that's there, they're not there for you.
I know why you're so rich now. You get paid no matter what. Either you got heat and I'm going to make money, or you ain't got no heat and you're going
to
pay me money. Now it makes sense. By the
way,
I'm to be honest with you, that is the first time, and I've been in business 19 years, that's the first time someone ever explained it where I'm like, that's worth it. Now, let's talk about it. I'm a new up-and-coming artist. I just ran into Johnny Cabell. I saw Johnny on the show. I'm like, damn. I got a budget, Johnny. I email, yo, Johnny, I got a budget. I got 2,500, man. What we gonna do? Do you even respond to the DM? In his face.
You want the truth?
I want you to know really the truth. Help me, Johnny.
Is there a minimum, in a sense, to reach out?
That's a good question. There is a minimum.
I'm starting at 2,500.
There's nothing I can do with 2,500.
I figured that.
It's nothing I can really do with it.
Okay.
Look,
I called my dad. My dad just gave me $2,500 more. I got $5,000, Johnny. Can we start?
I'm thinking, but it's still nothing I can really do with that. There's nothing I can do with that.
All right, I called my mom. My mom gave me $5,000 more. I got $10,000. Can I work with Johnny?
We could talk.
Okay, how long, how far, how many dates, how far can I go with $10,000?
$10,000 going to get you about between 5 to 10 dates.
Oh, that's not bad.
Between 5 and 10.
Okay.
But it's not going to get you the extra stuff, though.
What's the extra?
The extra stuff is like, you know, the DJ putting your song in rotation before you actually get to that. Because I tell our artists to give me 30 to 45 days to set up the run.
Yeah.
Because what I want to do is make sure they have time to get the right proper promotion.
Yeah.
So that people actually know that they're coming to the city.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, the DJ can't play the music, you know what I'm saying, because I don't got nothing to pay him, because by the time I pay myself, there's really nothing left. I may be able to do one market, one, if I want to be nice.
What I'm asking you is that in the 10 grand, that's just your fee. Do you get me a van?
No, you're going to have to take care of your own
logistics.
Logistics on that. You
so
got to take
fee
care
is
of
just
your,
you.
That's just me. That's just me.
Oh, man, you're a bad, you
gotta
take,
you gotta bad take, man. Hey, what's a bad man right there. Listen,
you got to say, hey, but you know what? Now, here's the thing,
okay,
though. Depending on how much motion you got, I have been able to do runs to where I've gotten the promoters that pay for the travel and the hotel.
But you got to give a fuck to do that. Johnny, I'm gonna tell you, Johnny, you seem like you like, I can help him, but I don't feel like moving right now.
I really don't be like that.
I feel like you, Johnny, it's just feel really like you like, I ain't, it feel like you like, how much money is it? Tell him I ain't here.
Nah, it really not like that. Because I really get, see, I don't smoke or do drugs or anything. Yeah. But you know what my high is?
What?
Making the other niggas rich. And blowing them up.
And I know why that's your high, too.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that just gives me a high.
No,
when I was working with Gucci, Walker, Nicki, OJ, all these people, I was getting a high. Like, it was a high for me.
You was getting a lot of money, you too, from it, though.
Yeah.
What?
Listen. Yeah. We talking about a high, nigga. You talking about a high. You was getting money from it.
I was getting more than money. Well, but I felt like a damn kingpin. Drug lord.
Yeah.
Like, it, I mean, the money, like literally, like, this, no lie. I was literally making over $500,000 a month just off book. I would literally make, I was damn near almost making close to $1 million sometime.
A month just
booking. You got to think, before, when I came in, before nobody, the internet went out,
wasn't
number
no social
one.
Media.
Uh-huh. Wasn't no social media. On top of that, all these big agencies that's out there, they didn't know how to reach the groups in the South.
Yeah, the Chitlin' Circuit.
They didn't know, fuck the Chitlin' Circuit. They didn't know how to reach the artists that was coming up out the South.
Got you.
See, when I came in the game, that's when you had, I came in the game when the crunk era, the street era, the dance era. I've been in like 4 or 5 different genres.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at first, they didn't know how to reach a Jeezy. They didn't know how to reach a Tip and all them. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know how to reach these artists.
Yeah.
You know? So they were going through certain challenges to get them. I had all that. I'm the one that you would call to book these certain artists or whatever. Because I'm the only one that people knew, because I started going outside of Atlanta. I didn't care about Atlanta. I was booking you. I wanted to take artists to Savannah, Augusta.
Yeah.
Then I saw meet people in Barnesville, Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is a Barnesville?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm meeting people in Barnesville. I didn't ran through every part of South. I'm getting all these contacts, everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I'm all around. But nobody could get them, but I was building relationships. Mm. I'm getting everybody contact. I'm getting their number. I'm letting them know that I got this. I see
if
my
you need
first group
let me know.
Was
yeah.
Crime Mob.
Yeah.
I happened to have one of the hottest group at the time in the country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we ripping and running everywhere. So I'm just steady building the content, building the content, building that. You say you do what? You had what club? Let me get your number. You know what I'm saying? And once again, this was the key. I picked up my phone and people could reach me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this really helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, it was just crazy. I was working day in, day out, morning, afternoon, evening, nighttime. It didn't matter. I still do it to this day. I do bid 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, do a contract and get a deposit. Cause now you can Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay. I have literally got deposit 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
How has social media first. How does social media affected your business?
A lot.
How?
Because now people could just find, they could find him. Oh, they could find you.
Damn.
Yep. They ain't got to call Johnny, because if you just looking, you know what I'm saying, and you go to that person page, it's a number there for booking.
Everybody got that.
But it started to work back in my favor, because now people begin scam.
Yep.
And everything. So now they want that security.
They guarantee
somebody they could trust.
They could trust.
Yep.
So they're going to still call Johnny and still be like, can you, you know what I'm saying, make this happen for me?
Yeah.
Because I feel comfortable. I'm used to dealing with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know that if I go through you, the artist really going to show
get done.
Up.
Yep.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So, but you still lose a lot of business, because, you know, you do have them people when you call, they're going to pick up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or they got their email on there, they email you back.
All of that.
Sometimes people don't like, you know what I'm saying, waiting, because these people will take forever to email you back or to text you back or to call back. But, you know, you got the ones that do email and do call back. So it takes away from the business.
Mm.
You know, but I just had to, you know, adapt and, you know, just adjust. That's what I did.
As a person who's, you move independent, you know, you have your own company and everything. Have you ever had any conflicts with, like, the AIGs of the world and the CAAs and all these other big companies that be booking all these artists? The conglomerates, as we like to call them.
I didn't have a problem with them until they start thinking. What I mean by that, they were like, you know what? Let's start putting these little knucklehead on tours. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's start offering.
They realize how much money you. They
TV
realize,
opportunities yep. and all this and that. So when they start coming with these tours, I can't compete with the people's money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because these bigger agencies, they play with, you know what I'm saying, the consumer money. You know what I'm saying? Live Nation yep. and all them. They playing with. They got the major sponsors, yeah. all that. I can't compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to adapt again. So, you know.
How did you adapt there?
So I just said, okay, y'all doing that. I'll book the after parties. Then we get the after parties. You book this, because they're not going to deal with no after parties.
No, they're not.
They don't want to deal with that.
They don't want to deal with that. They're not dealing with any street promoters. They're not dealing
money,
with no club. They're
they
not
want
dealing
wires,
with it. They don't want to deal with none
this
of that.
This is how
at
dirty
all.
They're playing right now. The reason I asked this question. So say Johnny books Ray, right, for a thing. But say CAA finds out, damn, they book Ray. Find out who he booked. They're going to undercut. They're going to go around Johnny's back and go to the said person and book it.
They do that too.
And right, so you got to deal with that all
but,
the time.
And on top of that, not only do they do that, they let you do all the work. See, they love when a guy like me build these artists up, get them hot. They making all this money. Because they're going to come and say, okay, well, we want to pay you $1 million for X amount of shows.
Mm.
Where were y'all at? Mm-hmm. When we were getting out the mud. When we were building this up. But see, the artists don't look at what really be going on. They don't stay loyal to who was rocking with them. They just looking at, well, I just got offered $1 million.
That part right
I
there.
I ain't never seen that much money at one time in my life.
Yep.
Johnny, can you give me $1 million right now?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
No. I could go make it for you.
Yeah.
But I ain't finna just give it to you. I can't just give it to you.
Why haven't you stepped in? Why haven't you went that route?
I ask myself that question all the time.
Because, like, look at Alex. Alex AG. Alex went from party promoting straight to concert promotion.
I don't know what it is. And that's a great question, because I'm still asking myself that question.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I have people feel like I'm Suge Knight out here or something. People be so intimidated. They be so intimidated by just that name, Johnny Cabell.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. And they be intimidated. Like, at one point, I damn near had every artist in Atlanta. People were getting so mad and counting my pocket so much, they were like, nah, we don't want him booking. Knowing that they need me.
Yeah.
Knowing that they need me.
Yeah.
But they didn't want me to book their artist because it was me.
Yeah.
And that means, damn, he's really, it's like he's damn near controlling, having a monopoly on the game.
Yeah.
We can't let this nigga just make all this money, get rich like this, like that. But I've never been able to bump into, you know what I'm saying, an investor or somebody who, this football player, a lot of these people be having these football players or basketball players behind them, You know what I'm saying? The people who got all this money, for some reason, I just don't get a chance to bump into these people.
But why wouldn't you do it on a smaller scale, take the acts you have, invest your money, pay them, get everything on the back? You probably, it'll change your margins.
That's what I'm starting to do now. That's what I'm really getting into now.
Got you.
That's what I've been doing. Now I set up my own little tour. I've been setting up my own tours and doing that, you know, to move into that arena. Because if I ever got me just that one person, you know what? I got that bag. Let's rock. If I ever got somebody got behind, then they would really be in trouble. Because I already put a dent in the game and fucked the game up with what I came in because, see, these people rap about that lifestyle. They talk about it. I live that lifestyle. I got the big house.
Yeah.
I got the cars.
Yep.
I got the clothes, the jewelry. I'm living this shit for real.
Yeah.
I live better than half of these rappers that's out there with this.
Period. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get to that bag.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I get to that bag.
I know.
For real, for real. Listen, nigga.
Troy, I'm like, nigga, I know, nigga. Like,
so
that's why I got your artist spotlights on the God Show, because I'm like, help us get to the bag. Right.
So, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't make millions and millions and millions of dollars for a lot of different art. Like, a lot of these artists don't even know, like, I'm the one that be behind that.
Uh-huh.
That be behind them. I just don't showboat or put my business out there or be bragging them or just be talking like, yeah, nigga, you know I'm the one doing this, I'm the one doing that. I don't do all that.
Nobody likes that guy, so I don't blame you for you. You're right.
So I don't do that.
Yeah.
But in reality, nigga, I'm the reason why you able to feed your family.
Mm.
You don't even just know. I'm the reason why you able to feed your family.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's bringing these shows to your manager, that's booking you and all that. I'm the guy that's doing that.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Not for sure.
A lot of people don't like, it's so misunderstanding about Johnny Cabell. A lot of people don't even know. I'm behind a lot of shit. I didn't put together a lot of deals that people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the reason why a lot of shit is in place. Like, I'm very, very, very underrated with what all I have done and brought to this industry and this business.
I agree. I mean, I totally agree. I want to ask you, how did streaming affect your business? Like, how did streaming affect how you booked artists? Because there's no longer a potent radio presence that you know they reach this audience. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting a little in the wood, into the nick, nook and cranny of what this business is. But you understand I'm asking. Like,
I know exactly what you're saying. Because now it's like, you can have an artist that's so talented and really is that guy or that person. But you know what these promoters, you know what promoters are doing now?
Tell me.
What's
Instagram?
Your name?
How many Instagram followers?
How many followers you got?
Yep.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to YouTube.
Yep.
You only got 500 views. Nah. Let me get somebody else.
Yeah.
And then you can have somebody just off the popularity. They may have thousands of this, thousands of that, and they'll want to book them, but a lot of time they don't really equate into people actually coming out to see that person.
Mm-hmm.
And these promoters be losing on their people off of streams and off of likes and Instagram, but they don't really have that motion in the street. That's why it still take for you to have that street credibility as well as the numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, everybody's on it's a number game out here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a number game. And if you know how to finesse this, you're gonna kill them.
Mm.
You're gonna kill them.
You had a question?
No, go ahead.
I was gonna ask you, so what's a mistake? Like, I'm a new artist. What's a mistake that you see artists making when they get to that place of booking shows? Like, what's mistakes that you see them make all the time?
They outprice themselves so quick. They outprice.
Where do they get the pricing from? You ever asked them?
No, I haven't.
I'm like, you know, just ask a nigga, where you get that number?
It's just so crazy because, like, when I was coming up in the game, people would have to really work to even get 10,000 for a show.
It's levels.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's be levels to this.
Yeah. You start you're making 2,500, then five, then 75, then 10. Then now certain things can make you jump high, but it's levels.
Niggas are starting making 20,000 a month.
But they 15.
Boy, they come out that gate charging.
You'll never be.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. As a matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ask you, like, where you get that number from?
They just feel like, look, off the numbers. They feel like they numbers is this. They showing that. They got this many followers. Oh, I got 2-3 million followers. I just did 1 million on YouTube and all this and that. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody is really putting in the work and going through the artist development and really getting out here and grinding and working for it. They want it off the rip.
Off the rip.
Yeah.
Off the rip.
There was a female artist from Chicago, young girl. This was recently, too. She was trying to get booked out here in Atlanta, do a couple things. So the promoter goes, I'm like, we don't know this girl. You know, send me her music, new records. Oh, but she has 1.5 million Instagram followers. Okay, so she has the followers. Yeah, because we're using that to jeopardize giving her a free section in a bottle.
Yeah.
So I go to promoters, and I'm going to tell you what the promoter's going to tell you now. We don't know her. Never heard of it, standing there. And truthfully, I can ask you, are the 1.5 followers real?
Yeah.
Because like I said, it's a lot of people finessing. So they're going to finesse it to make it look good and do all that. Come to find out, you only had really 500,000 real followers. You juiced it to make the 1.5 look good. And if you, 8 months later, you're still at 1.5, the same followers.
Exactly.
So it was a fake, and you haven't had no things out, and she's never been out here.
Exactly.
Because everybody checked it. This is what you have to be so cognizant of, all this stuff now, because people are finessing. When you got technology, you got social media, it could be finessed.
Mm.
You right? Absolutely, you said it perfect. Said it so perfect. So perfect.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that's why I was asking you that, because I'm like, numbers, anytime you see numbers, those can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know, where I can know you have the number one urban record in the country or top 10. I know Alabama's playing it 30 times a day. I know this, so now I can set it up. But now with streaming, it's kind of like, how the hell do I set up to do a show? Like, how do I even talk to my audience? Has it made it easier?
No, you still got to get out here and grind. That's why it's good doing these promotional runs and actually going in the city and touching the people and letting the people see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but another thing I tell artists that are trying to make money, you got to have a proper team that knows how to move you out here. That's why I get a lot of business, too, because a lot of these people just don't know the know-how.
Yeah.
They don't know how to properly go out in a market and set up a good run.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do that.
We don't.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think booking is just easy. They think it's just picking up the phone and be like, okay, we want this money, boom, boom, send us the money. No, it's more than that. Because you got to make sure the market that you're going, does this club make sense?
Mm.
Is this my audience? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, is this the right club I even need to be at?
Yeah.
Because is it going to get shot up? Am I going to be safe? All of that.
That's real.
So it's a lot of things you have to look at, you know what I'm saying, when you booking a show and you out here setting up runs and you doing, you know what I'm saying, your one, two. So a lot of people come to me because I have that experience and I was way ahead of myself before touring and booking even
became. Because I was about to ask, like, you.
Yeah, I was way ahead
of
myself.
But you just, you just said they outprice themselves, which means you actually know the price, which means you know how to charge, when to charge,
when to
stretch.
Exactly.
Okay, we stretching right now, but yeah. But let me tell you why, because he just did this, and that's going to equal this. Like, how does an artist price themselves? Like, how do you even know what to charge?
When you go into a show, let's just say we at 2,500, you're gonna say 2,500. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that for like about a good month or two. But let's say now, you know what I'm saying, when I'm booking your artist and we going to these shows and we booked up for the whole month and every show that week is sold out, oh, it's time to go up.
Time to go up.
It's time to go up because now the promoter is making well enough money and making a profit and people are really coming out to see you. So now you can say, you know, instead of 25, I'm going to go to 5,000, even let's say you said 75, you took it up 5,000. You could do that because now you got the numbers to show that because you could tell them, look, I ain't just sold out for a month straight. Every club that I've been to for 3-4 days a weekend.
Exactly.
You can't tell me I'm not worth that.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So that's when you know. And then also, you know, when you're steadily getting a demand in the streets, people are coming up to the DJ requesting for you to play this song, or when the DJ is playing this song, everybody going crazy. When Nuck If You Buck came on, it was pandemonium. Mm. So I knew that, okay, boy, they love this song. So I knew that I could charge this, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? I knew because I knew what was going on, what was happening. Mm. Not only was we big in the club, but the radio was spinning the song like crazy. Mm. D4L with Laffy Taffy hit.
Monster. Mm-hmm.
It was just like an overkill.
Yeah.
It was overkill.
Yeah.
So I just knew we could, you know what I'm saying? Like, we damn near control. But at that time, money wasn't like, I wish I knew what I knew now. Back then, because, you know what I'm saying, even back then, we was charging and we were getting a lot of show, but we weren't charging the money that these people charge. You got people that be out for less than a year that are at over $100,000.
I was about to say, they had six figures asking for.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got artists that are coming out and within a year, they are over $100,000 a show. Mm. That's insane.
What you mean? Hold on, when you say they've been out a year and they get over $100,000.
Within a year.
Within.
Within that,
I contributed that to the festivals.
The Coachellas, the Rolling Louds, and all that.
The Rolling Louds, the Coachellas. I thought they did that, because you know it's a festival. They paying you fucking $700,000-$800,000 just because. But they got fucking 50,000-60,000 people
forget
coming.
Get the festival, the clubs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. They're charging it for clubs and small arenas and concert. These artists charging. You know what I'm saying? Crazy money right now.
Mm. Yeah, they overcharge. They charge themselves out of the game. And I was literally just asking, like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you like how do you deal with? Do you manage the expectations, or you just kind of like what I'm basically asking? Are you invested in it, like, or you kind of like, hey man, shit, y'all ain't gonna be around any way longer, or do you fight them? Like, listen to me.
I just play the game, and yeah. For me, it's a number game with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have new artists that come out like pretty much every other fucking month, every day damn near.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just riding the wave because once this wave is gone, I got another one that's coming in. It's artists, you got to think. And I don't want to call that because I don't want nobody to think.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards.
lights. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Yeah. You know, you got to be careful with your words in these days of time.
Sure.
But it's artists that was like hot, hot on top.
Mm-hmm.
They cold right now.
Yeah.
And these artists were charging them now more close to a mil.
What?
Yes. And you can't even, and now you probably can't even, you know what I'm saying, get 300-400 people to come see them now.
Which means you can't even get 10 grand.
I want you to tell me who that is off camera. I want to. I'm just curious. Who's that dumb?
It's a couple. I could go
really?
Down. Yeah, it's artists that, you know what I'm saying, that were in the spotlight that were big. But it's reversed now. They're not as big because they're cold as ice. They're trying to find their way back, you know what I'm saying, in that realm.
Yeah.
But you're going to price yourself out. So now it's hard to go back and
once you
go
set
to
that
a Carolina. Or go to a Tennessee or some of these things. Be like, man, let me get a show. Man, you just charged me all the money. You want me to pay you now that you cold? Yep. You know what I'm saying? I got artists that call me and be like, John, we need some shows. And these is art. Only if people just knew.
But people don't know that I figured out was there are a lot of artists that are up. That have a lifestyle that's higher up than where they are, and they have to keep up with it. So they be like, you think they are rich, they are making money, but they burning it just as fast.
Just as fast as it comes.
And then they be like, I need some money. It's like, you need money?
Mm-hmm.
You just made?
Yeah, they don't, man. That's another thing. Nobody's teaching these artists how to manage their money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I wish I knew what to do when I was making it. I'm going to be honest and hold my own self accountable. I didn't know.
Mm.
I was just rich as fuck. I never had that.
Yeah.
I didn't have a daddy. I didn't have a mentor. Never had anybody who really just showed me or was there. See, my success, nigga, I got this shit out the mud for real.
Mm.
When I say the mud, I got it out the mud for real. Nobody gave me nothing.
Mm.
My success, I built on my own.
Mm.
I ain't get no loans from no bank. I ain't get no money from none of these labels. I ain't get no money for none of these dope boys out here. I ain't get no money for none of these basketball player, football player. Ain't nobody been behind Johnny Cabell. I did this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I tell you I got out the mud for real.
I seen it.
So I don't know how it feel to have somebody that's support. A lot of these people have the support. Mm-hmm. They have that. You say, Johnny, well, why you not doing it? Why? I don't have that. Mm. I don't have that. Cause boy, if I get it, it's gonna be a problem. Like I have to walk around with security. If I get a bad what? I've been shut down pretty much all these companies. They wouldn't even be able to work no more.
Mm.
Because see, the artists, I be having the artists before they even get to these CAAs and William Morrison and all that. I be having these artists. I be booking, I work their manager, but everybody, once they start making money, once their fame start kicking in. They start jumping ship. Nobody want to stay loyal. Nobody want to say, you know what? Let's build up the people that was there with us in the beginning. Johnny was there rocking with us, bringing us $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 shows. He got us to where we at now. Let's help build him up. Instead of going with CAA or this guy because he's, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, different color or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of going with that guy, let's build our own people up. Let's make him the next CAA.
Mm.
Or William Morris.
Yeah.
See, even with Allison, they got people, they got the money. Mm,
they got the money.
Yeah. They got the money. They could do that. They could go build that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got a family to take care of.
Yeah.
I got my lifestyle.
I was gonna say you gotta take care of yourself.
I gotta take care of myself. I take care of my mom.
Yeah.
I take care of my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I take care of them, not just paying child support. I take care
You're
of my
physically
kids.
Present.
You know what
too.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm there. So you know it's a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that for sure. So if you can take anybody, let's say you have the bag, do you already know who you want to take on the road?
Oh yeah. If it's so funny, if I had the bag, I would do something totally different from what people think I would do.
Mm.
I'm gonna go do it with the independents. I'm gonna go do it with the independent. It's so many, so much dope independent talent out here that is crazy. It's crazy. And they know how to sell tickets.
Yeah. No, that's the best thing. They are their own little ecosystem.
Listen, I did a show. I got this show that I'm filming. It's called More Than Music, TV show, y'all. Look out for that. That's coming out on a platform near you. You know what I'm saying? Plug that right quick. You know, but I did a show. I put together a show. I said, and this was a challenge. I said, whoever sell the most tickets, that's who's going to win the pot. I ain't want none of the money. I said, I'm going to let y'all split the money. I said, we're going to pick the two top winners. Y'all split the money. And I said, whoever sell the most tickets, we're going to let y'all, you know what I'm saying, put y'all on the road, whatever. Do you know I had over 500, we sold over 500 tickets. These are independent, and these are people that are buying tickets. So if you know anything about shows and tickets, like, it's a difference in going to the club, paying to get in the club, and actually buying a ticket, because that's hard tickets.
Yeah.
So these artists, you know what I'm saying? We packed the club out. Like, literally packed the club out. Mm-hmm. It was packed. My cameraman's here right now, and he'll tell you, the club was packed.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is crazy. The pot got us. I ain't gonna put them out. I want y'all to go looking for y'all to try to hit them across the head. The pot got so big that I was like, boy, if we get any more money in, if my phone, if my cash app go off any more, boy, I'm gonna have to take a percentage.
Yeah, about to now.
boy, it's getting up now. Yeah, you know what exactly. I'm saying? I'm looking at them. I'm like, hey, boy, man. That's not a little money right there. Like, I'm gonna have to switch up the room for a minute.
Exactly.
But, and then I had one of my artists that I'm working with, and she sold over 200 tickets. We did over 250 tickets. You know what I'm saying? We packed out the venue. Venue only hold like 200 people. We did about close to 300 people. And that just really showed me that, man, if I had it, I'd do something totally opposite. I know how to make money outside of the big dogs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The big artist that are. But I still would do that too, though. I know who I would go get. I know who I would go sit down and do the same thing these companies doing. I know who I would take on the road, and we'll just rock out. We'll rock out. But yeah, if I had that bad mind, it would be a problem.
Arenas, amphitheaters, where would you go?
All of that. All of them. All of them. It would be a problem because they wouldn't. The reason why it'd be a problem because these big agents wouldn't be able to get to them no more. They wouldn't be able to get to them. So they had to come see me.
Why you never partnered with an agency?
They tried that. They tried to partner with me.
I remember I heard that rumor a while ago. They was trying to partner with you.
Listen, I had a lot of, this is no lie. No lie. Like, I really need to do a tell-all book, and I really need to do my documentary and everything. Because I got so many stories and so many things happen. But before everybody really figured out how to get to the art, like, I had American Talent, UJAMA, all of them, they came down and sat with me, offering me money. I think the highest bid I got was like $500,000. I laughed. I like, what that's gonna do? I made that in a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's nothing. I'm like, why would I partner with you when I know what I'm gonna bring in?
No matter what,
I know, like, I'm going to probably outwork your whole company. If anything, I'll just be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be paying me to even partner up with you all and give them some. See, if they were smart, they would have done that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
they were trying to make you come inside.
Yeah. They wanted to just get my contact.
No. All that was divide and conquer. Get him in hand, then they could run and do their own thing.
When I tell you I definitely had Atlanta in a chokehold. And I had the industry in choke, and I didn't even know it myself. I had a whole office, my office downtown, which I recently went back to. Office downtown, I used to have booking agents. I used to hire people to come in because I had so much traction that was coming. I couldn't It was, I couldn't handle it, y'all. I had people that I just hired them to answer the phone and get the information so we could book the show. It was so much coming in that I would pay you, just to kind of answer my phone, like being in the call center. Yeah. I'm paying you to answer the phone. And then if you book the show and the show get booked, I'm paying you a bonus on top of that. And at the end of the month, if we hit a certain goal, I'm paying everybody another bonus because we just made, I was making that much fucking money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I was making that much money. But I never partnered with nobody because I never felt like I had a need to. And on top of that, people would just get in contact. People that were working for me, it's so many, it's a lot of booking agencies. Half of the people that book shows out here would tell you, oh yeah, I learned everything I learned from Johnny Cabell.
Yeah.
Tell you it's the people got booking agencies out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got it from working with me. Man, this phone is, man, put that phone out. People think they need it. Hit me for my phone, but you ain't gonna better get into it. But boy, this phone is like so gold. This, boy, if a person knew how to work this phone and knew what was in this phone, they'll be an instant millionaire.
They'll carry it differently.
Yeah.
I agree. A lot of people, we don't take advantage of the phones in our hands and the calls, the outgoing. Like, I saw Steve Jobs said something like, you can't get nothing in life if you're not willing to call and ask for it. Like, that's right. You gotta call. Yeah.
And see, another thing that's so great about me and the way that I book and my style, people wait for other people to call in. When you hot, it's easy to pick up the phone and book somebody. What can you do when that person is starting from ground zero, or they not hot, or they just got their song bubbling? What can you do then? See, I know how to make an artist hot from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how to take them out on the road, go hit this club, go hit that club. Dude, we're gonna do this email blast, we're gonna do that blast, we're gonna send your music to here. Oh, I'm gonna call my people who I got a relationship with here. Oh, I got people who will book artists just off of my face card. They don't even got nothing to do with all. They're gonna book it just off of my relationship. So I know how to build an artist up. The only thing it takes for me, what really makes what I do great, is when you are really hot for real. And the only thing you need is just that person that believes in you and know what to do with you. See, when an artist come by and get with me, that's why I be successful with people like a Light Skin Keisha or a Saucy Santana, when I was working with Cash Doll, when I was working with OT Genesis, when I was working with YC and all. Like, I know what to do. When I got somebody who got motion, I know how to take it to that next level and to make it even bigger. I know what to do with it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what to do. They don't know.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, that's important. Like, that's why they pay you.
Exactly.
That's why, yeah. That's about $2,500 ain't enough.
I've been doing this for over 25 years. I have not clocked back in on nobody clocking over 20. I don't even know what it feel like to hit a clock. I don't even know what it feel like to say, let me call my boss, or even in the music industry, I have no boss.
Yeah.
I am the boss. There is nobody up from me.
Yeah.
I don't know how that feel. You know what I'm saying? That's why I work the way that I do, and I push myself the way that I do, because I like playing by my rules.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna outthink you, or outsmart you, or think outside the box.
How do you get? How does someone become your client? You just said you have Saucy, Lyson, Keisha. How did somebody become a client of yours?
A lot of people come to me from referrals, and I look at what that. I turn a lot of people down. And it, I will say, it have been not a lot, not even just, you know what I'm saying, inch more, but just I turned down some stuff that I probably should have took a second look at. I have.
I was gonna ask, is there anything you turned down that you missed?
Yeah, I have.
You want to say?
No. I feel embarrassed.
I want to tell y'all something. Success has many fathers. Failure is a fucking orphan.
Yes.
Nobody wants to claim it.
Boy, it's hard. But I have had a few that I missed it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm glad that they continue to push and do what they do. You know what I'm saying? But majority of the time, I be right. I'd be right. It'd be a waste of your time and energy. I ain't wasted so much time, so much energy that it'd be crazy. But I just keep going because it's. I look at this game like how when I was in collection, I knew it was for me, I was so good in collection because it was a number game for me.
Yeah.
I knew you had to make a certain amount of calls to talk to a certain amount of people to get a certain amount of outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I treated this the same way. Everybody not going to want to book this show, book your artist to do this or do that. You just got to keep going. You got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to keep pushing. Mm. So for a person to become a client of mine, so, because I got to the level now to where I can be picky. I could choose who I want to work with and what I want to work with, whether I miss the mark or not. I could choose.
Yeah.
But to become a client of mine, I look for people that has creativity. They different, and they just not just the same thing that I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying, already.
Yeah.
And I look for people who not afraid to invest in themselves, who don't mind saying, you know what, you say you need how much to do? Okay, then I'll make sure you get that.
Yeah.
I love when I see an artist that's willing to invest in themselves and not just expect for you to do everything for them. And they like to work. Yeah. They not lazy.
Yeah.
They like to get in that studio and they work. And the most important thing, and this is bigger than all of them, they're open to constructive criticism.
Exactly.
That's a key thing for me. Mm. Because if you already think you know it all and you got it all figured out, what you need me for?
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or what That's can real. I do for you if I can't even talk to you or tell you how we can improve this? Or how this could be better. Mm. Like, if you can't listen and if you can't take constructive criticism, I don't even want to deal with you.
Mm. No, that's what I'm gonna ask you. Like, artist development, give me the window into, like, you said constructive criticism. What does that look like? What are you criticizing? Are you criticizing, like, how does it come to me?
So, it's several ways. Like, it could be dealing with the music. Music is one part.
Mm-hmm.
The way you carry yourself as an artist, you know, is another part. And the decisions that you're making when you're out here. Like, that's why people really need to take a course in artist development. Because it's more than just getting out there and picking up a mic and rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to move on stage. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to interact with the crowd. You got to know what crowd participation means.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? You got to even know how to hold a mic. A lot of these people don't even know how to hold
a
mic.
They cuff it. They cuff all of everything. That's right.
They don't know how to even hold a mic.
Question. Perform with words or without?
You say what?
Perform with words or without?
I'm going to say without.
Okay.
Me personally. I think you get more out of a performance when you're truly performing the song versus singing along with it.
Exactly.
I feel like the audience and the consumer appreciates when they can really hear you versus just listening to you rap over your stuff. Mm. I hate when an artist rap over their music. I really do.
Yeah, everybody's in the game does.
Yeah.
I ask that because artists do it all the time.
That's why we make TV tracks.
Yes. Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? But see, that's another thing about artist development. You know, you'll know about these things if you're going through artist development and you got the proper people that's able to train you and show you the way. But if you don't know, if you don't have no people around you, you'll never know about that. A lot of people don't know about a TV track.
What are your three pillars of artist development? You spoke about it a lot. What are the three most important pillars in artist development to you?
Discipline.
Mm.
Discipline, I would say creativity and humbleness.
Mm, that's really good, by the way. Humbleness. That's good.
You got to be humble.
Because you got to be disciplined because discipline is showing up before.
Yes.
Discipline means I do the work then and then I get paid later rather than I should do the work and then I'm going to do what I want. And then later you don't have no money, but you didn't do the work. That's exactly what discipline is. And being humble is important because it's the attitude needed.
Man, I see a lot of artists mess up because they just let the fame take advantage of them.
Yeah.
They not humble. They don't stay humble like they were before they even got there. Mm-hmm. Mm. And it messes up a lot of these artists' career. It keeps them from being able to go to that next level too a lot because they're not humble. Mm. You know, they be too cocky, too arrogant. You know, it just mess them up.
Exactly. Nah, and the third one was creativity.
Yes. See, the reason why I say creativity because that's when you know if you got a star or just an artist.
What's the difference?
A star is somebody that just stands out and that does the extra stuff that a regular artist just wouldn't do.
Give me an example. Give me an artist. Give me somebody that you work with that you just want to say.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm working with an artist right now. Her name is Bri Biase.
Okay.
She's a star. Mm. Reason why I say that, not only do she put in the work, but she listen, she's humble, she hungry. Mm. She wear a lot of different hats, and she gonna make sure that it get done one way or another. Mm. And on top of that, she think outside the box and she be creative in how she's putting her show together. She don't just get on the stage and just rap. She gonna give you a show. She gonna entertain you. Mm. See, that's another difference. Like a lot of my groups and a lot of my artists I've worked with, they're entertainer. Crime Mob, they're entertainer. When Crime Mob perform, they give you a show. Mm.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise in this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
Yeah, Diamond will be on this speaker, Prince is on that speaker, the boys in the middle, they hype, crying, they shaking their dreads. I'm talking about we giving you a show. Boy, we didn't get banned from a lot of cities, a lot of states. We didn't start a lot of fights. Not because they wanted to, it was just so much energy going in there that it got crazy. Mm. It got crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it got
hard. Crazy. That's hard.
You know, so I've seen like when D4L was out, Fabo gave you a show.
Fabo was probably one of the most underrated artists in Atlanta's history.
Yes.
He is he's the biggest star that didn't become the biggest star. Like he's in the same world as like CeeLo, Dre. Yeah. And by the way, I know people might hear that, but I'm talking about you couldn't stop looking at Dre. You couldn't stop looking at CeeLo. When Fabo is on stage, you can't stop looking at him.
Man, this is a true story. I kid you not. We did a show in Macon one time. Fabo was coming up. Listen, they chased us half a mile. It was probably about 4,000 or 5,000 people. We was getting chased about half a mile from the crowd because they was trying to just come touch this man. Mm. I'm like, what in the hell? I'm like, nigga, is you Michael Jackson for real? I'm like, yo, it would be times when Fabo will perform and he would be up there, he would go pow, boom, bam, boom. He'd throw that leg up, throw that foot. I'm like, boy, I would get this tingling feeling in my body. And I'm like, boy, he got it. He done killed him.
Yeah, he got it.
Like Fabo, man, Fabo would kill him. And even just him as an artist, like this man, like when we used to do features or I'd see him record, like Fabo would go in the studio and he would do a song probably like 5-10 minutes. Mm. And go in the booth, play the beat, and he just finna rap and do the whole song, one take, all the way through. I'm like, oh my, I never seen nobody do that. Hey, nigga, you didn't write this shit down? like, how did you just do that?
Yeah.
And the shit be hot. Yeah. When he did Tatted, when we did that feature for Tatted Up, that man went in there and just started, ow, ow. And I'm like, what? And the shit. And
it came alive.
And it came alive. And his verse, and the way that he delivers it, that's a star.
Yeah.
Because they thinking
they believe it. They believe it.
Exactly.
That's what I think stars are. When a star performs,
yes,
they don't give a fuck what you think. They believe everything they're doing. And they don't care if you believe it. They know it.
Man, listen. That's like when I see, when I'm working with certain artists and I see these certain qualities, I'm like, they got it. They got it.
So for everybody watching, they're trying to figure out how to get hot. They don't have no money. What they need to focus on is their discipline, their creativity, and being humble about how they approach it. And you think they'll be fine.
Well, it's a couple other little things you need to do. Need to make sure your music. See, a lot of people think they got it and they really don't got it. Maybe they need to be the engineer, or they need to be the producer, or they need to be the manager, or they need to be the assistant or whatever. Everybody don't be having it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So people have to, first of all, you have to really be able to identify and ask yourself, do I really got what it take?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know if you got what it take, because when you play that music out, like when everybody's bopping to your music and listening to it, like, man, you should think about doing this for real.
Yeah.
I mean, then you know you probably got something.
Yeah.
But then you have to worry about the quality of your music and making sure that you're getting good mixes on your music, good production and stuff. Because that goes a long way.
Who was Barbara when Fabo was yelling, Barbara? Who was that? I always want to ask that. Like, who was that? Like his mom? Like his grandmother? Like, who was that?
You know what? Fabo told me, and I ain't forget already, but I asked him that myself, who was Barbara? And I forget who he said that was.
Barbara! I love Atlanta, bro.
Yeah, man. I didn't work with a lot of groups. And I, for some reason, I just, you know how you got them people that just, they just get and they just don't miss. Right now, it's just their time and they just catch
it. It's their season.
Man, I would catch everything. I'm talking about, I had the whole, I'm from the east side.
Mm-hmm.
I was so big. I was doing so much business and doing so much work on the west side that people start thinking I'm from the west side, but I'm really from the east side, and I came to cater to, man, to the fullest.
Yeah.
But I was doing so much. Like, when I found D4L, well, when they found me, and I started working with D4L, and then once I started coming to the west side, it's like I started working with all the other groups. I even started working with Franchise and Shop Boys and Ben Hill Squad and Trap Squad and all the I'm just literally working with all these groups. It's like I really got adopted, and they was I'm from the west side.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm really from the east side.
Yeah, I ain't gonna, but, I thought you were a west side nigga too.
Yeah, but me and Low, like we,
cause you, man, and Charlie Low was, man, every day.
Man, listen, RIP to my brother, man. Like Low, we had, oh my gosh, Low, man, that's probably like one of my biggest success stories, I can say, because we started reaching heights and Low had become so big, but then, you know, it'd be this, that thing called politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, mistakes that people make as individuals. You know, some things happen, and unfortunately, you know, we had to go through some things that were just a big hurdle to get over. But Low, we had so much, man, Low was so hot. At one point,
man,
I mean,
smoking.
Listen, we were so high. We even had headliner. Now, you know, when you headline birthday bash. That's like the most ultimate thing. And man, when we headline birthday bash, it was just like,
couldn't tell us shit.
Then we go to the BET Awards and we won that BET Award. I just knew I said, it's just no way. Cause you got Cali. You got all these big people, you know what I'm saying? Ludacris, everybody that's in the category. I'm like, man, this the West Side from Bankhead.
Yeah.
When they called our name, I'm like, whoo!
It's up.
I like, it's up, man. I just knew right then and there. It was, I like, man, it was on.
I got one more question before I wrap up. How did Shawty Lowe, how did his death impact you as an executive? Not as a man, because I know that was your man, but like as an executive, because if you knew Johnny, if you saw Shawty Lowe, you saw Johnny.
Yeah.
And that was, to me, that was like, that was equivalent to what Teron is to me. Like, and I couldn't imagine not having Teron. So I'm like, how did it affect you as an executive?
Well, it affected me in a lot of ways because it was just so much that came with the passing of Shawty Lowe. And a lot of, you know what I'm saying, some stuff I really don't even want to just talk about, but I felt like just a big part of me was just taken out.
Yeah.
It was just gone. Even to this day, it's crazy you asked me that question because to this day, I have not been able to physically work with a male artist at the capacity like I work with.
That's why I'm asking you that, because I haven't seen you pull up or be connected to anyone. How many years ago Shawty Lowe died?
It's been about seven, eight years. Yeah.
7, 8 years is knowing you after the death, and you haven't attached yourself to anything. That's why I asked you, because I know as the man it probably killed you, but as the executive, it's like, though, people don't understand, like, that coach-player relationship, that shit is almost as powerful as mother, father-father-son relationship, because we doing this together. And once you find that one player that's going to listen, that wants to do it, you be like, shit, this is it for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I get some more, that's cool, but this is it. Yeah. And then you lose them.
Yeah.
Then it's like, do you want to start over? Are you like, man, I'm done? Do you want to still manage?
You know what's ironic about it, though? I've been with nothing but females now. And it's like, now people look at me like the godfather, the female part now.
Because really?
I've been having a lot of success with the female.
Mm.
So it's like, I ask myself, I'm like, why can't I not find another person like Lowe or whatever, or find that, you know what I'm saying, that artist that gave me that feel, that I've not been able to find it.
Yeah.
Or even seen somebody I don't even want to work with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, just makes you, because when you have him, you kind of like, I don't mind rolling the dice. I got my thing. But when he's no longer here, now the dice feels heavier. Now it's like, I don't.
Yeah.
Should I roll it with you? Like,
It's been crazy. But the good thing is I've been really successful and been blessed to work with nothing but females now. And right now, females is what's in.
Running the game.
You know what I'm saying? They running the game. I got some of the coldest.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shots out to Shauna Redd, you know, light skinned Keisha, Bree Biasi. You know what I'm saying? I'm even working with the group from back in the day, Cut Close.
Of course. Would you Cut Close song on
Keith Sweat?
Keith Sweat. Nobody.
Yep. Working with them. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. I'm working with a lot
I know
of
her.
Talented.
I know
Athena
the girl.
Cage.
You know, girl. Tabitha?
Tabitha.
You
short girl. She DJ said. She said. She's always with DJ said.
I was probably talking about Tabitha, because Tabitha don't know where they live in.
Okay, so that's a Tabitha.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I seen her on Camp Creek last time I was on. It was a little bit on there. She's there.
And she hosts a radio show too, don't
she? Yeah. That's Tabitha. So, you know what I'm saying? I work, and then, you know, I work with people, you know, Cash Style. I'm talking about, I work with a lot of females that have been successful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I book a lot of these females, you know what I'm saying? I even watch just blow up, and that's out there.
Okay, I know I said last question. One thing, what do we have to do to blow light-skinned Keisha up? That's my baby. I've been knowing Keisha since she was working in my studio back in the day, and I really feel like she has an opportunity. What are we going to do? What we need to do to blow up? What you need?
I need Ray Daniel to open the budget up. That's all I need. Open the budget up, open the budget up, and we gonna make it happen, man.
Her man look like he's got way more than I do. So let's not even go there. Like, Ray Daniels drives an Escalade and a car. He has a Lamborghini.
But you know where the money at? Open the budget up, man. Open the budget up. Roll the dice.
I love this nigga.
Roll the dice. We just talked about this.
And
roll
now y'all
the
know
dice.
Why Johnny gets paid to be Johnny. He is not
roll
thugging
the
down.
Dice.
I love
but
it.
To be honest, man, Keisha.
She is, signed?
Man, no, she's not
signed.
I
might have something for her.
She's not signed. We all looking for
her. I might have something for her.
But I'm going to tell you what. And this is honest truth. Keisha is another one of the people. Like how I tell you how I am. She's doing better than a lot of these people that do have the deal because she's on the number one TV show.
Power.
And trust me when I tell you, we're getting paid.
Oh,
she
I know.
Gets paid. You know what I'm saying? She has her own clothing line. She be selling out like crazy. Mm. She's getting paid from that. YouTube has her own channel, which is getting paid. I don't even know how to put it, but she's making good money.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of that, we got over 10 different brand deals.
Mm.
And she getting paid for off her music that she already have that's out there. That's why, for her, like, if she do shows, it's cool. And we still doing shows, though. We still doing. But if she doing, it's cool. But it's so many other streams of income.
Other verticals, yeah.
That, man, it's crazy. But if you open up that budget, or you get us that, It'll really be something because she's really, like, she's really that person.
Let me, I have an idea. I just got to make two phone calls. I got an idea, I think.
Man, mm-hmm. You can make it happen. You Ray Daniels.
Now y'all see how Johnny gets the promoters to spend the money. I literally asked the question and now he like, you got it. Like,
you
yeah.
got it, but look at what you got. You didn't work with a lot of different labels. You could call up any event right now if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on spot. If you want to, you can make a phone call. But like, look, I'm right here now with Jungle Bell.
I just said I got a plan.
Yeah.
You can make I just said I got to make two phone calls.
That's all it takes.
We're going to make it.
We're going to come back.
And we do the show together with her.
And she's going to be big as hell.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
And we got it on tape now. We got to do something.
And instead of this couch, you could give me this couch because I really want this couch. I really want this.
You gonna give us the white one?
No, he gonna get that one with the baby grand.
With the baby grand.
I'll take the baby grand.
Hey, listen, I'll send the baby grand up here. Let artists come in and perform every day, nigga. Don't give me
the baby grand.
Let's
go. You know what I'm saying? So, let's make that happen.
How about this? I give Keisha, if I set up, give Keisha, we get a, what's her biggest record? Ride Good. How much did it go? Did it go gold, certified yet?
I believe it did.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it did.
I'm a search.
No, I believe it did.
Okay, because I'm saying.
Actually, I think it did go.
If it didn't, I get the certified. I give you a record. We put some together, get certified higher. I want that piano.
How about I just buy you a new one?
That's cool too.
That's
but
fine.
I'm,
buy you own.
I'm trying to make it easy, so your cup.
Now you ain't got to make it easy.
It's sentimental. I want that one. You buy a new one. Give me so I can tell niggas I got the piano from the pictures. From the pictures, nigga. One. Look at the new pictures.
Hey, that's how you know.
I want the pictures.
Because everybody said they be like, boy. Boy, we know that piano, boy, that piano has been through some
problems.
Boy,
this nigga will have up. You going to have them designing clothes on in front of that piano, boy. That motherfucker's going to be a shot.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the legendary Johnny Cabell.
Yes, sir.
This nigga's you'll never have a boring moment talking to Johnny. He's going to always make it fun.
Yes, sir. Yes,
if
sir.
If you're an artist... Please, please, please do not DM him unless you have at least $10,000 to spend. Because he's going to get pissed at me. Because he's going to be like, Ray, why you got all these broke-ass artists hitting me, man? Don't mention my name if you got less than that. DM him yourself. Just do it. And this is Artist Spotlight, presented by Too Lost. We out.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.
Save big money on your next project now at Menard. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big.